And now, of course, it's time for Dan Conifer, the man who will not yield. How are you there, Dan?
I'm good, thank you, John. Starting with cricket, and wicketkeeper Matthew Wade, he's backed Cricket Australia's decision to withdraw test players from the domestic 2020 competition.
Phew, I'm relieved about that. Everyone was wondering what the Wade view would be, Dan.
There was hours of speculation,
yes,
and breathlessness. Yep. Mitchell Johnson and Usman Khawaja, they were made unavailable for the Big Bash matches after being called into the test squad.
Yep.
And Khawaja's coming in as cover for Michael Clarke. And another man we're eagerly awaiting to hear from, Australia's batting coach, Stuart Law, is also backing Cricket Australia's move. But usually with these kind of...
So Stuart Law and Matthew Wade are on the same page.
They are.
Good.
Yep. They usually bring out a couple of players and a coach at press conferences at these kind of events, which is where those two would have made those comments.
Okay.
With no disrespect to either of them, the Adelaide Strikers have scored a comfortable win over the Sydney Thunder last night.
That's a shot in the arm for the Strikers, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's their second win after three games, the Thunder.
And we thought there might have been eight people there. Is that right, Dan, last night?
I've done a little bit of hunting since our last chat. There's one figure on Twitter, 4,101 is the number that somebody's put out there. Confirm that at all.
4,101.
Not on the website of the cricket teams.
Well, but Cricket Australia would have to be happy with that, wouldn't they?
Not really.
4,000 people turned up. God, that's more than I would have thought.
You were estimating eight. Half an hour ago.
Yeah, right. All right.
So that's the... I will try and chase that for you this morning. Tonight, the Melbourne Stars taking on the Sydney Sixers. Moving to the A-League, the football, two matches this evening. In a replay of last year's grand final, Brisbane host Perth and Western Sydney is at home to Adelaide United. And a win by United would put them top of the table, at least temporarily, over the Central Coast Mariners. Alessandro Del Piero looks set to play against Newcastle on Saturday for Sydney FC. He's been plagued with a hamstring injury. Manchester United has been drawn against Real Madrid in the last 16 of the Champions League. Arsenal taking on Bayern Munich. Barcelona taking on AC Milan, and Celtic will play Juventus. The English Football Association has announced a plan to get tough on racism and all other forms of discrimination. The game's governing body says clubs will face sanctions for failing to deal with the problem, and players and coaches arriving from abroad will have to undergo mandatory induction lessons to ensure they're aware of the British cultural environment.
Yeah.
In the NRL, there are reports this morning that Tim Sheens has decided to completely walk away from the West Tigers. He's been offered a couple of new roles within the club after he was sacked as head coach in September. He had another 2 years to go on his deal, but it's believed he'll focus on the national side.
Do you know what the roles were, Dan? Well, cleaning the windows, making sure the doors work, that sort of thing, pumping up balls.
I'm not sure if that was in the contract, in the role description, but they were coaching roles, but not as
head coach. No.
Is something that somebody of Sheen's esteem would not like. And the Australian Open Tennis Tournament, bit of increased prize money if you get bundled out in the first, second or third rounds next year at Melbourne Park as well.
Well, I'm glad that's happened. Glad that's happened, Dan. Thank you, Dan, for that. That, of course, is Dan Conifer, the man who won't be silenced, bringing us all matters sporting.